you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn. I'm a writer and entrepreneur in California. Being invited back, Ray, is always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks, Rob, for joining us today.
Well, I've heard you talk about Zinn's Law. What exactly, for our listeners, of course, what is Zinn's Law?
Well, you know, over the years, I've developed an understanding about, you know, it's a time and a season for all of us. In other words, There's a time and a place, time to get married, a time to have children, a time to start your own company or whatever. So the time and the season is what Zinn's Law is all about. And so when it relates to your earning power, when it relates to your ability to provide for your family, there are some characteristics you need to understand. So in the first leg of your life, getting an education should take up until you're about age 25, whether you get an undergraduate or a master's or whatever, you know. So by the time you're 25, you're getting educated. In other words, you're forming the basis of your career. And then from 25 to 35, you start developing your career. In other words, you start establishing yourself, letting, you know, your position in life as you would develop. And so you're starting what we call in the developing stage of your career. Then from 35 to 45 is where you've established your career. And so establishing means you've become who you are. In other words, you've made the grade, you've set the bar. And so from then on, from 45 on, you start taking advantage of it. You milk the career. In other words, that's the milking phase of that existence. So, and then from 55 on, depending upon how long you end up working, you just continue on taking advantage of what you've established from 35 to 45. So Zinn's Law is that if you've not made it by the time you're 45, you're pretty done. You've already established who you're going to be, where you're going to be, how you're going to be. Your earning power is pretty well maxed out. It's just like athletes, you know, depending upon what, sports you're in, an athlete pretty well tops out in the late 30s, early 40s, depending again which sport, and some maybe even earlier. So, you know, the early bird gets the worm. So don't think that you got a lot of time to establish yourself. You have until you're 45, because, you know, think about trying to go finding another job when you're in your 50s or 60s. It's not easy. I have a friend who's in his late 50s. He's a VP of sales, and he has just been having nothing but trouble trying to find another job as a VP. Now, maybe he could go in as a director or a sales manager, but he can't do it, and he can't find a job as a VP. So that's the Zinn's Law is, if you don't make it by the time you're 45, you're done.
Should I be depressed if that's my situation, or can I make lemonade with lemons if I haven't made it? Can I still have a fulfilling life if I felt like I hadn't hit that mark at 45?
Well, again, I don't want you to think that you're dead because you're 45. I'm in my 80s and I'm not dead. So
right.
What I meant by that is that your earning power, in other words, your earning potential really has to be established by the time you're 45. Mm-hmm. Because after that, you're just coasting. Like Rob, you know, you look at your career, you know, you're in your early 50s?
Yeah, 51. I'll be 52 soon. Yeah.
Okay. And so you're pretty well just where you are. Your earning power is going to be limited to what you've already established up until you're 50, you know, to your mm-hmm. Age 50, 51. So that's what I meant by that. For example, if you had an inheritance. Let's say you you got a multi-million-dollar inheritance from your parents. That doesn't mean you've earned it. Okay, that's not your earning power. You have a lot of money, you have a lot of income, but that doesn't mean you have earned it. Meaning that's your earning potential. So just because you have a lot of money, or you can make a lot of money, or you have a lot of income, isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about what you can do, what your potential individually is, what your individual capability is determined by the time you're 45. And I think if you think back, Rob, on your life, you've pretty well hit the peak by the time you were 45.
Yeah, I think that you nailed it. Zenon's Law would have covered the 10 years between 35 and 45, where I had a persistent income that was the highest I had earned at any point in my life. I'd like to go back to another part of Zen's Law, to the 20s. And I know somebody who's in the LA area, very creative, artistic animator, and he was a dancer, did some other things, performance arts and that kind of thing. And he had experienced a lot of growth during his 20s, but I think started to feel like, oh well, blah, I didn't really make it big in my 20s, and he's now 30 or 31, and people are starting to come to him and go, hey, we like what you have to offer artistic wise, his art, his animation. And I said, this, in my experience, is exactly according to the typical time frame for somebody. They don't make it, the biggest they're going to be when they're 28. They start to just really get into that zone in their early 30s, and then they're on the upward trajectory there. And I think it fits into what you were saying, that that you don't expect it in your 20s. Realize that it's going to be the real earning part is going to begin in your 30s. You're going to then peak. From 35 to 45.
Right. So up to 25, you're developing your education. You're becoming educated. You don't have a job. You don't have a career yet, but you're getting educated. From 25 to 35, you start you start developing your career. And so, that's the developing times. That's, you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do? Who am I going to be? How am I going to do it? And so you change jobs, you look around, you're trying to develop your career. From 35 to 45 is when you established your career. In other words, you've got to be a manager or a director or a vice president or a CEO. So that's your establishing phase, where you're establishing yourself, because from there on, from 45 on, you pretty much have to milk it. That's where you start receiving the reward of your efforts.
Yeah, I think that it's easy to evaluate everything that's happening in your life when you're growing up in comparison to other people's success levels. And then you lose focus on what you should be focused on, which is you and your growth trajectory, your education, what you're learning in your job, and don't worry about other people's success or comparing yourself to them.
That's correct? a waste of time. Don't compare yourself to anyone except yourself. Most of the good athletes don't compare themselves. They just try to establish, their own record, beat their own record. And I think that's what you want to do, is just, beat your record, set a plan in your 20s as to what you want to do, have a plan, whatever that goal would be, dream the highest dream you can dream, and then make sure you've got the ability to do it, and then start developing that capability, and then you're on your way. But Before you're 35, don't waste time. The early bird gets the worm.
Thanks again, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zen on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
And also read The Zen of Zen, a book for all seasons.
By a man for all seasons.
There you go.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.